This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. You all right?
This is hurting my heart. This is
why
we could be covering this, dude. We could be talking to this man like we did a few years
ago. We did talk to that man with his chain. It's very impressive. You don't really respect it, though, anyway. I mean, I'm very mad at you.
Why?
Because yesterday you came at me with some sass, and I didn't really appreciate it, to be honest with you. Like, you have no appreciation for the Marlins.
You're harassing the group chat.
I'm not harassing, dude.
Marlins people.
Dude, but like...
There is somebody that comes in with a strong take and looks down upon anybody who questions that take.
It's just, he didn't look down upon the take. He I don't think he disagreed with the take because it'd be ridiculous to disagree with the take. I mean, are you disagreeing with the take?
I don't disagree with the take, but it is random to have in 2025.
It's not random to have, dude.
How often are people talking about, you know, the Ricky Nolaskos of the world or the Brad Pennies of the world? Like, what are we talking about?
All I was thinking to myself, you know, I was like looking at some spring training news and notes. You know, I was looking at Sandy on Twitter, I think, you know, throwing. And I was thinking, you know, about Peter Bendick sitting in the bushes with binoculars thinking,
can't wait to train for prospects.
But I just thought to myself, man, Sandy's got that easy cheese, you know, he throws it and it's just like 98. Brad Penny, that was a hoss, all right? And he went out there.
They have to turn off the clock.
Jack McKean got very mad at him because he kept peeking at the radar gun every time that he would throw, trying to top himself. And that's why nobody lit up the radar gun like Brad Penny. And this is not to say that Brad Penny threw the hardest, because he didn't throw the hardest. But, like, he was actively trying to light up the radar gun, you know? Like, it was he was bringing it with that horse hide. Like, just reaching back and giving you gas, dude. And some guys just got that easy cheese, a lot like Sandy does, because he's, like, you know, he's a 6'6 moose, and it's just like, oh, flick, 99. Oh. But Brad Penny, you know, portly, a big fella, you know? Yeah. He would reach back, and it was just like, here comes the cheese, dude. Nobody lit up the radar gun like Brad Penny did. He lit up the radar gun for sport. That's what he did.
He in 2006, he averaged 93.9 miles per hour, which was the fastest fastball of all NL starters that year.
What year was that?
That was 06.
Wow.
Yeah. And he also threw the fastest fastball in 07. So
was that Dodgers Brad Penny?
I'll tell you right now. I just had this stuff up because he also ended his career with Marlins. 06 was Dodgers and 07 was Dodgers as well. So, look, the arm was on the way down by then.
Nah, like, he's just one of those throwback guys, dude. Like, you throw Brad Penny out there, 6'4", 270. Wow. And he was and like,
oh, so he was basically built like Luka.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. He was built like Luka, but like, dude, he just brought it with that cheese. I'm telling you, man.
It's just what's going on.
What do you mean, dude?
Brought it with the cheese.
It's pretty amazing that we have to go to the Wayback Machine to get good baseball.
I'm not even talking about
memorable baseball.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about good baseball. I'm just talking about, like, they don't make them like him anymore. You know, like a portly fella. Like all these pitchers these days, you know, who looks like him? Who looks like a Bartolo Colon? You know, yeah. Where they're just reaching back. You know, I got a second family I got to feed. Here's 98 on the black.
What do you mean, a second family?
He did. He had a secret family. Not Brad Penny. Brad Penny did not have a secret family. Brad Penny seems like a lovely family man. And I once got to go into Roundup for free. I snuck in with his entourage.
See, that's why.
Avoided his cover charge. He was Dodgers Brad Penny back then, though.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm looking at all the Marlins.
Was he traded for Paul LaDuca?
Let's see.
I hate it.
You know what Paul LaDuca does now, right?
He's a horse racing analyst.
Yeah.
He's a horse racing analyst.
Mm. Yep. Paul LaDuca, Guillermo Mota, and Juan Encarnacion.
Ugh. I hated that trade.
Okay.
I hated that trade. Although LaDuca did come and hit a home run off the plane.
I mean, can I just say this?
That's pretty good.
You said that, and we all may have said that, about all the trades the Marlins have made.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you said that was a good trade?
I mean, it was a fine trade. They needed a catcher, mind you. That was the year, you know, Pudge walked. Pudge went to the Tigers. So I understood why they made the move at the time. It just hurt my soul, you know. Carl Pavano was having a really good year that year for the Marlins.
Yeah, but
Carl Pavano didn't have the cheese that Brad Penny threw.
He was so crafty. Strange. He was crafty.
He just kind of mixed it up, cutters and sinkers, and it's just like, you know, yeah, you need a guy who could just sometimes reach back and give you gas.
Carl Pavano was an artsman, that pitcher.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but it was like, you know, you have these pitchers, you know, like you basically, like Nolan Ryan would have looked at Brad Penny and would have been like, that's a pitcher right there. You know, he just looked at Brad Penny, goes, big. Yeah, Oklahoma, big.
Wow.
Throws, you know, like a Matt Cain type, you know.
All the pitchers on the Marlins right now, skinny.
I know. They're all skinny. Because I think Leroy fat-shamed the entire staff.
That's true.
That's true.
Really?
What?
Yeah, you did it. You finally got your way.
We still got some uniforms fitting like sausage skins out there.
Man, Dade South says no one loves insignificant Marlins like Tobin. Dude, Brad Penny.
This guy does this.
Brad Penny won two World Series games. How are we going to say he's a Marlins Hall of Famer? How are you going to say Brad Penny isn't a Marlins Hall of Famer? You know, that guy.
He's not, though.
No, but he is.
You are you are very good at telling somebody they're a Hall of Famer. After one moment.
No. It wasn't one moment,
you are,
though. No, but
I'm
he
just
was
saying, one period of time.
He
to
was
me, a Hall of Famer is a person who did it for an extensive period of time.
Yeah, but like you know the Marlins have a weird history, so you have to like kind of warp the Hall of Fame a little bit. Like it's a but difference of being a Marlins Hall of Fame.
You're doing it for a moment.
No, dude. Like, I'm telling you.
Okay, how long was his stretch here?
Four and a half years.
4.5 years to be in the Marlins Hall of Fame?
But he was a staple. Leroy, he was a staple.
He was a staple.
You don't understand, Brad Penny.
I'm not saying what you're saying is not accurate. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What I'm saying is, name another Hall of Fame anything that did it for 4.5 years.
Josh Beckett. Would Josh Beckett be in the Hall of Fame?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, starting pitcher. I like that.
They're both starting pitchers.
Man.
Beckett was the guy. No, not really.
Oh, Beckett was the guy, dude.
But hold on. Josh Beckett has the most famous pitching performance in franchise history.
Yeah.
Game 6.
But again.
Complete game shutout. How can you not have Josh Beckett in the Marlins Hall of Fame?
I'm not saying these guys weren't great. What I'm saying is you make them a Hall of Famer based on moments and not careers.
But the moments.
Yes, you are.
But you have to take Marlins cheapskateness.
Oh.
And you have to look at it again. You almost have to look at it like a college run. Like you're a Michigan Hall of Famer, right? And so like you have to look at it like that more so, or like a Canes Hall of Famer. You have to look at Marlins history in almost 4-year increments to determine, was he a Marlins Hall of Famer? And I'm telling you right now, whether you played long enough or not, college careers are going to be based upon whether or not you had a 3 to 4 year stint. Does that make you a Hall of Famer? Marlins history has to be looked upon the same way. And I'm telling you right now, if you have a Marlins Hall of Fame without Brad Penny, you don't have a Marlins Hall of Fame.
I mean, his number's not even retired, though. They've given it away every single year.
Doesn't matter. They don't have any numbers retired. They have no numbers retired. So your point is moot.
Because nobody's been here long enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
He also switched his number. I believe he went from 28 to 31.
31, yeah.
So, you know, with 31 Brad Penny, that was a mature Brad Penny.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Champion Brad Penny.
Ooh.
Maybe the 28 that was too small.
It's possible.
No numbers retired,
but,
huh?
You're still, no matter what you're explaining to me.
Two championships, no numbers
retired. You're explaining moments.
Mm-hmm.
We got retired at 35.
Let me ask you, you think Jimmy Butler's number will get retired?
I don't want to have this debate. We don't have enough time, but of course. We can get into it if you want because we have 15 minutes of heat. But of course, it should.
Right.
It won't for time because time's going to have to pass. And this is what Tyler Hero stirred everybody up in a tizzy. But of course, it deserves to be up there. It's ridiculous to say otherwise. Like
with no championships.
Yeah, but it's okay. Like he took them very, very far. Like it's not like he was out of the first round every single year.
No, every night he brought the cheese.
He did bring the cheese. So dude, I'm telling you right now, if you disrespect Brad Penny one more time.
It's just Brad Penny.
No, don't do that. Like, I'm not going to let you do that.
Why are you fighting about Marlins?
Because he doesn't want to appreciate the art of reaching back for 97. He doesn't want to appreciate it. Like, find it when you need it.
It's 20 years ago. We're talking about Marlins from 20 years ago.
But the Marlins Hall of Fame just became a thing. And you're telling me right now, oh, he doesn't deserve to be there. And I'm like, how can you say, you know, you guys care about championships so much, two World Series wins, okay, not fake wins, wins, and you're like, nah.
He was a third at most. I don't know, maybe third, fourth most important pitcher on that line.
No, that's ridiculous.
Josh Beckett.
Yep.
Dontrell Willis.
Not as good in the playoffs, though.
Whoa!
Dontrell lost it a little bit once we got to October.
You're not disrespecting.
I'm not disrespecting, but he got sent to the bullpen.
Train. You want to talk about cheese, the leg kick.
He's at worst third.
Okay.
At worst third. Unless you want to count like a bullpen guy.
So three pitchers from the same team? You got to put them in
but a rotation for all time, Frog Boy.
Were they friends? Were they nice to each other?
I got to tell you, Tobin.
What?
This is a tad bit much.
No, it's not a tad bit much, dude.
Third most important pitcher on a championship
team. On a championship team? A pitcher? What do you mean, dude?
It's just crazy.
But that doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it does. So hold on, let me get this straight. Dontrell Willis gets to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, D-Train.
What do you mean, dude?
D-Train.
Brad Penny was better than Dontrell.
I don't know. Dontrell should have won the Cy Young.
And he hit well as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
That's true.
Come on.
Brad Penny, though, sneaky good hitter.
He had a couple of tater tots.
Doesn't it make you wish that they eradicated the DH? You know, I miss a pitcher who could hit.
Right.
You know?
Pretty good.
Who were those guys? You know, Brad Penny. You had Dontrell Willis. Who was that dude for the Giants? He could really rake.
Oh,
Hoss.
Bumgardner.
Bumgardner, dude.
Yeah,
he could drop bombs.
Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez could hit a little bit. Jose Fernandez.
We're hitting the bomb and pimping his walk.
Yeah. Stupid Mike Redmond. That's why we traded for Paul LaDuca.
That's true.
And lost Brad Penny.
That sucks. Got Juan Encarnacion.
Though. You know, I would say, though, for Penny, you know, there were some years where he probably had to take his clothes to the dry cleaners and he probably had to have it alterated because, you know, he fluctuated up and down a little bit, you know.
Who was the longest tenured Marlin?
What?
What?
Like, who? Is there anybody that put 10 years in with the Marlins?
Probably Castillo.
Ooh.
See?
But again, like you're looking at it like from a standpoint of you're looking at it like all other Hall of Fames, which is your mistake. Like to look at the Marlins Hall of Fame the same as every other Hall of Fame is like to look at it like Yankees Hall of Fame or with like DiMaggio and Mantle playing for 15 years, like that's silly. No, that's on you.
Wow.
But they didn't start off letting people in their Hall of Fame after 5 years either.
Dude, they've retired like every number. Like, let's be real about the Yankees. They're a little bit willy-nilly with retiring the numbers.
I have the answer to the question and a...
That's great. I was trying to start a live read.
That's true. You were. So
Go ahead. You're the one that...
No. I was trying to, like, you know, seamlessly get in there by talking about the alteration of Brad Penny's pants, which... Some of you may need from time to time.
Yeah.
Which is why you want to head on over to our friends at A&T Dry Cleaners. A&T Dry Cleaners, for the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run. The owners are, that's our boy, a fan of the show, and there's no doubt that he loved this Brad Penny segment. I guarantee it. And you guys can text or call him anytime for any of your dry cleaning needs at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
Yes, and there's a seamstress on premises. They can do same-day alterations. Just give them a call at 954 or text them 954-610-9383. Mention Tobin and Leroy. Still get it. 25% off.
25%.
You're still getting it. But give Ira a call, okay, or text him, because he can tell you how long it'll take to get your clothes altered.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.